to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
COVID-19 has impacted us all, some of us more deeply than others. The loss of jobs and requirements to stay home have forced many transactions and businesses to a screeching halt. So to see some red numbers on DMARS Market Trends report this month is no surprise, but there are a few silver linings buried in there as well. So let's start at the top. What's going on in the economic market, then consumer confidence, and then how it intersects Denver's real estate market. For six straight weeks, we've seen historically high jobless numbers, totaling now 30 million people filing for unemployment. Some of those will go back to work, some already have. But by any count, this number's high. April's unemployment numbers are expected to come out in just a few days, around 16%. It's important to note that this household count for April was done the week of April 12th, so two additional weeks of jobless claims are not included in that published number. Realistically, we're ending April closer to 19 to 20% unemployment. Economists expect post-COVID unemployment to hover around 7%, which is higher than where it's been, but low enough to continue to support the housing industry. On April 29, GDP First Look was just published at a negative 4.8% after hovering around 2% for 3 years. Many experts believe second quarter GDP will drop 20%. That number will cement the fact that we are officially in a recession because, as we all know, a recession is defined by two consecutive quarters of GDP decline. You've also probably heard the conversations around what kind of recovery are we going to experience, whether it's a V, a U, or W. Well, this all goes into the manner by which we drop and then climb back out of this recession as measured by the GDP. So we'll be watching this number. 70% of the GDP is consumer spending. When the Federal Reserve looks at spending, it looks to the Consumer Price Index, an inflationary index quoted often in the news. But as consumers, what we feel is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. This dropped from 1.8% to 1.3% due to weaker demand. Thank you to Russia and Iran for significantly lower oil prices, and because, of course, with businesses closed, you cannot buy what's not for sale. This sharp contraction of economic activity, the surge of unemployment claims, and the emotional fear brought on by COVID dropped the consumer confidence 90 points in April, the largest drop in record. The consumer psyche was also highlighted in a recent CBS poll. When asked, 50% said they would not return to public places. 71% of those asked said they would not return to a bar or a restaurant. 85% said no to getting on an airplane, and 87% said they would not attend a large event.
And that's a good place for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Your home purchase has a long-term impact on your ability to build financial wealth. We at the Ruth Team will continue to be alongside you well beyond the closing date. Whether helping to refinance a loan, transitioning to your next home, or building multi-generational wealth through investments, we are committed to finding you solutions other lenders can't or simply won't. We look forward to helping you build wealth through real estate by generating passive income for a more financially secure future. Get started today by visiting theruthteam.com. That's theruethteam.com. Your resource for helping you build wealth through real estate.
And let's continue the conversation. This drop in consumer confidence will greatly impact real estate until a vaccine for COVID-19 is discovered and distributed to the public, as safety concerns over entering strangers' homes persist. Orders to stay at home, plus a very real fear, sharply dropped our DMARS stats from their first quarter stronghold. Month over month, new listings were down 30%, pending home sales were down 29%, and closed homes were down 24%. But when I look at the year-to-date numbers, it's reassuring that Denver market had a huge running start. Year to date, new listings were down only 10%, and closed homes were down only 4%. Active listings made a home run, up almost 19% month over month, bringing the year-to-date gap from an 8.2% deficit last month to a smaller 2.24% deficit this month. More inventory is more than welcome, as 1,200 homes came on the market the last week of April alone. Gains in median close prices kicked off 2020 strong. We saw a 6.25% year-over-year gain in February, 6.75% in March. April only gave back a little, landing us at 6.1% year-over-year price appreciation as measured through the median sales price. Lawrence Young, NAR's chief economist, said that while sales have declined, home prices are still solidly strong. National expectations throughout all of this are expected to land at 1.3% year end. The continued lack of inventory combined with the strong demand will maintain this positive appreciation. Demographics are also in our favor as we look at births 33 years ago and the expectation of 8.8 to 9.2 million first-time home buyers jumping into the market. These buyers might have been delayed by COVID, but they are not gone. Mortgage purchase applications were up 11% in the last week of April. As you know, 3,500 showings were scheduled on Colorado's Safer at Home Monday, the 27th. Days in the MLS also highlights the conviction of today's buyer, dropping to a low 5 days from 7 days last month and 8 days last year. This demand is further supported by what we know will be low interest rates for years to come. At their April meeting, the Federal Reserve Committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate from 0 to 0.25% and continue to do so until it's confident the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve its maximum employment and price stability goals, which is 2% inflation. According to Freddie Mac, the average commitment rate for a 30-year fixed loan hit a historical low of 3.23% on April 30th. This is down from 3.45% at the end of March and even lower than the previous historical low of 3.29% on March 5th. So rates are low. Pent-up sellers are ready for a change of scenery, and buyers want to get out of that 800-square-foot apartment. So it's time to jump in, right? Well, yes and no. Yes, sellers take advantage of the seller's market with less than 3 months of inventory at every price point under a million. Priced Right and Stagewell has shown to move fast. Buyers take advantage of these low interest rates and continued appreciation. This is your time to build wealth in an asset class that continues to have the strongest returns long term. But not everyone can or will jump in. The CBS survey also asked, how financially secure do you feel? 36% said they're currently impacted. 41% said, if this continues even a few more weeks, I will be affected. Only 17% were not affected at all. So, as consumers determine whether they can or should do from a fiscal perspective, as well as from an emotional one, it's our jobs as agents and lenders, as home ownership guides, to help them navigate these challenging times. Continue to find ways to implement virtual strategies, online marketing, and electronic communications. The buyers and sellers are there. They just want to meet on their terms. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth team of Fairway Mortgage, we look forward to keeping you updated and serving you soon.